EPOXY.com.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, July 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Whenever there's a need, somebody shows up, somebody steps up, runs for an office that needs to be filled. I think this is divine providence. Taylor Gorrell has experience in construction, maintenance, management. This is an elected official who can actually handle a problem that Tuscarora Township is going to face. Janet Vance, current trustee, comes on. Bob Kramer, the supervisor, comes on, talks about these sewer projects. They're not running for re-election. The people who got the project started, got them in place, got them lined up, got them ready to go, got the bids, got the financing, got the grant money. Now it's time to execute. And you need somebody that can be liaison between the board and the actual contractors that do the work. Contractors are going to be busy doing the work of the sewer project. They can't come to board meetings and update the board and the community as to what's going on. Perfect person, Taylor Gorrell, is the guy who can be that liaison. And see, when he filed to run, I'm not even sure if this was even in his sights, even on his platform, even something he was thinking about. But you have a conversation yesterday with Janet Vance, or I believe Monday, I can't remember now which day it was. No, I think it was yesterday. She's got concerns. Tyler, I asked him about it. He talked about it on the show. Has the experience. This is what I'm talking about when I say we as a radio family running for office. Many of you listening to this show, if you live in city of Sheboygan, vote for Robert Heikkinen as the county commissioner. You need to replace your current county commissioner. You need some change. You need somebody with real world experience that can give new, fresh eyes to the Board of Commissioners in Sheboygan. Brett Gooding, longtime sponsor, supporter of the show, he's running for county commissioner in Emmett. Rod Wheeler, running for county commissioner in Lake. We got Robert Crook running against the Democrat communist socialist John Chapa in Presque Isle County. Bob Britsky, the chair of the Republican Party, is going to be a county commissioner in Presque Isle. We've got people running everywhere. Well, I got a text message from probably 6-7 people that is very alarming, very disturbing to me regarding Emmett County Sheriff. For those of you who live in Emmett County, you need to be aware of this situation. One of the things I think is very interesting, is how information about various candidates is starting to get out there about certain people. there's a word getting out about the candidate running for sheriff in Sheboygan County. I'm not going to talk about it here on the radio, but it's getting out there. There's information afoot regarding certain candidate running for sheriff in Sheboygan. But this was very disturbing to me. Very disturbing to me when I got this text message. I got it from a few other people. And I've actually gone to the website, to the Facebook page, and I've looked at it. One of the things you have to understand is there's a certain candidate running for sheriff in Emmett County. Now, I know the candidate himself, Matt Lierstein, his young daughter, Eva, put a post on social media. It's Donald Trump with blood on his face, his tie gone, Secret Service having their arms all over President Trump. Eva Lierstein said, aside from this obviously being staged, I wish the guy they had paid the guy better. I wish the guy they had paid had better aim. Excuse me. That's what it says. Aside from this obviously being staged, I don't know what she means by that. I wish the guy they paid had better aim. This is the daughter of Matt Lierstein, who's wanting to be the Emmett County Sheriff. He's running as a Republican, supposedly. Well, the real Republican, Randy Kloss, is the one that people need to vote for, according to this information from a Emmett County resident. No one deserves to be assassinated or harmed, period. And it's unbelievable that the candidate, Matt Lierstein, would allow his daughter to put such a post up on her social media page. I've asked numerous people in Emmett County who they're supporting. Brett Gooding, Bob O'Donnell, up there at Great Lakes Computer and Phone, O'Donnell Glass. Many, many people, many patriots are supporting Randy Kloss to be the next sheriff in Emmett County. I'm going to reach out to Randy. For those of you who know him, give him my phone number. I want him on the show. I want to vet him. I don't know anything about either one of these two candidates. Randy Kloss seems to be the guy that most of the patriots are supporting. I'd like to have Matt Lierstein on the show. I'd like to ask him about this post, if he is aware that his daughter put this post up there. Aside from this obviously being staged, I don't know what she means by that. I wish the guy they paid had better aim, with blood on Donald Trump's face, being protected by Secret Service. If you live in Emmett County and you would like me to send you this post on social media that she put up, just text me. Let's make this real easy. Her first name, Eva. E-V-A. If you want the post, text me, Eva. I'll send it to you. More importantly, I'd like to have Randy Kloss and I'd like to have Matt Lierstein on the show. I'd like to ask him some questions about this post and vet them as to whether or not they're constitutional sheriffs. Now, the current sheriff of Crawford County was at the meeting last night. He was sitting in the audience. Unbeknownst to him, I wanted to vet him in front of the room. We had Josh Saul came and spoke to the crowd about running for Congress against Jack Bergman. Kristen Marcus was there. talking about running for the 105th State House against Ken Borton. County commissioner candidates, trustee candidates, supervisor. Well, the prosecutor, as well as the sheriff, were sitting in the audience. So when we came back from one of the potty breaks, let everybody stretch their legs and go to the bathroom, I asked if there was any other county elected officials attending the event. Sheriff raised his hand, Sheriff Swope, Sarah, I forget her last name, the prosecutor in Crawford, they raised their hands. I said, okay, Sheriff, you mind standing up and answering some of Trucker Randy's questions? Sure. I don't think he knew who I was. First question I asked him, do you consider yourself to be a constitutional sheriff? He said, absolutely. I said, well, I've been told that you are supportive of the red flag laws and the safe storage laws the Democrats passed in Lansing that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law, which just recently took effect. Is that true? Well, he started to go down the road of, well, they are laws that are on the books. Lansing dictates to us what we need to enforce. So, kind of yes, somewhat the answer. Well, we dove into it. Red flag laws. Let's talk about a boyfriend and a girlfriend situation. The guy owns some guns. They break up. The scorned woman, kind of upset breaking up with her boyfriend, she files a red flag complaint against her boyfriend. How are you going to handle it? He said, well, Randy, there's two sides to every story. Which started off really good, good response. I said, okay. He said, I'd go and talk to the guy and I'd get his side of the story. So I asked him specifically, so you mean she files a complaint, you're not going to go and do a no-knock, kick in his door, confiscate all of his firearms, and then ask him questions later? He said, no, I wouldn't do it that way. I'd contact the guy, ask him to come into my office. I don't even want to be at his house. I'd like to ask him some questions. This is the complaint we received. I'd like to get your side of the story. Kind of feel him out. See if he's mentally stable. See if he's threatened her in any way, shape, or form. When asking him questions, when basically interrogating him, if I don't like what I hear, then I may consider getting his firearms, confiscating them, holding them until we have a mental evaluation. Actually, it was a pretty good answer. We'll wrap it up. What did the sheriff of Crawford County say? What did the prosecutor say? Short break. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th, paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Downstate Kim says, Randy, the left-wing lunatics are trying to say that Saturday's assassination attempt on Donald Trump was staged by Trump. You got to be kidding. I have not heard that. I don't listen to any left-wing lunatics. Found it kind of interesting that MSNBC took Joe Scarborough off the air after Saturday's shooting. Biden supposedly is scaling back his attacks on Donald Trump. Our Montana beef farmer, Black Angus beef farmer Cliff Tellini, county commissioner, going to be the new chair of the Presque County Board of Commissioners, said this girl's an idiot. They talk about this as of the deep state. The sniper should have been extinguished before he ever got a shot off. They've weaponized the FBI. They're not going to find anything in their investigation, contrary to all the evidence. Folks, I was watching, I think it was Newsmax. It might even have been Fox News. Somebody on their cell phone videotaping people all seeing the shooter up on the roof, calling the guy out. In the background of these people saying, yeah, there he is, he's up on the roof. He's holding something, pointing to the guy, actually pointing to the assassin. Have him flat on his belly, slithering up to the crown of that gable roof of that barn, that office building. Supposedly telling law enforcement about it. Now there's reports that the ladder was there. A police officer actually climbed the ladder and saw the shooter. The shooter turned the rifle and pointed it at the law enforcement officer, and he chickenly went down the ladder. The shooter immediately turned around and started shooting because he realized he had been detected. These stories are out there. Now, I want to know, you're at a presidential event. Former president, candidate for president of the United States, is speaking roughly about 130 yards, it's reported, away from where you're at. You see a ladder going up to a rooftop. You're not going to pull your firearm. You're not going to get to the top of the roof edge where the ladder's leaning against the building. Pull your firearm out. Take off the safety. Come up over the top edge of that roof on that ladder. Have it pointing directly at the person. The guy turns and points a rifle at you, and you're not going to put a bullet in his head. You're just going to chickenly slither down the ladder because he pointed a rifle at you? What law enforcement, Officer Rick, Brett Gooding, you guys are listening out there, what law enforcement officer would not have pulled his firearm, being prepared to shoot, come up over the edge of that roof line where the ladder's leaning against the building, the guy turns and points a rifle at you and you're not going to take him out? Well, he might shoot me. Yeah, but you can shoot first because you've been trained. This guy was law enforcement, local, I believe, law enforcement. You're going to take the time to climb a ladder. You're going to go up to look on a roof during a presidential rally. You could hear Donald Trump in the background. On this video, he was speaking. He was giving his speech. These people are videotaping this guy laying on his belly, slithering up to the ridgeline of a gabled roof on a building. They're pointing it out to law enforcement. Law enforcement climbs the ladder, takes a peek up over the edge, and sees the guy. The guy turns around and points the rifle at him. He chickenly backs down off the ladder. He's not prepared to take the shot. Something stinks to this whole thing, people. I hope people have contacted Congressman Jack Bergman. If you want to contact him, text me Jack. I'll send you his contact information. What are you guys doing about an investigation? Now, I've been told, it was reported, I believe, on the news that Kimberly Cheadle, the head of Secret Service, is going to come and testify in front of Congress on Monday. Well, let's see if she shows up. She needs to give some answers to these questions. What did you know? When did you know it? Did you tell your sharpshooter to stand down? Did you tell him to wait until he saw a muzzle flash? We need some answers. If anything was staged, it was the Secret Service head, Kimberly Cheadle, appointed by who? Biden. On whose recommendation? His wife, Jill Biden. She said she liked her. She liked her and thinks she should be the head of Secret Service. Biden appointed her. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children.